John Elliston, you recently reported that while nearly all 100 counties in North Carolina release crime data, there are a few that don't.
Yes, 94 of our state's 100 counties have been regularly reporting this data for some time. This year, there were 6 in North Carolina that did not, 2 in Western North Carolina. Those were Graham and Mitchell counties.
Is there an explanation as to why they don't report the data?
Quite commonly, according to criminologists from Western Carolina University, it's departments that are either very small and serve very small populations, so they're short-staffed, and they might not have entered the digital revolution. They might be dealing mostly with paper records, so they face a bit of a challenge in crunching their crime numbers and sharing them with state and federal authorities.
Which agencies actually compile the data?
It's a joint state-federal program. The FBI oversees it across the nation, and about 95% of the population is represented in these crime numbers nationwide. The State Bureau of Investigation here in North Carolina partners with FBI to keep the numbers coming in.
Is the SBI, and for that matter the FBI, are they disappointed that some of these counties don't report numbers?
Well, the more data, the better when you're trying to track annual crime numbers and fluctuations. That said, it is a voluntary program, so no one's breaching any requirements here.
What do crime stats tell us?
Well, they can be an imperfect instrument. Various departments might report various crimes in different ways year to year, but as one analyst told me, it's the best numbers we've got. It's at least a rough sketch of how crime, 7 key crimes, which we call the crime index, may or may not be rising or falling each year.
Who is Al Kopack?
Al Kopack is a criminology professor at Western Carolina University, and he spends a lot of time looking at numbers like this and cautioned me that we shouldn't put too much stock in them. At the same time, it's better to have them than not.
So the counties that don't report are all, it sounds as if they're all small counties with not a lot of crime to report.
That's right. And one of the counties in Western North Carolina, Mitchell County, the sheriff there, Donald Street, told me that he'd like to report these numbers. He's simply not been trained to do so. We then called the State Department of Justice, which has said it'd be happy to train his department and Graham's as well in how to report these numbers, so that might change soon.
But on the other hand, there are obviously sparsely populated counties across the state that do voluntarily report crime stats.
Yes, we spoke with Clay County Sheriff Vic Davis. He's got a pretty small force in a pretty small county, but he really values these numbers, he told us, because they help him understand what he needs to be keeping an eye on and what his department might do to improve on enforcement.
If used properly, what do crime stats tell us?
Well, at some base level, they give us an indication of how these broad categories of major crimes are rising and falling. We shouldn't put too much stock in the numbers the first second we hear them, but they're the beginning. They're a yardstick to start to figure out where we are with crime.
So federal, state, and local officials, if they know what they're doing, can find these numbers useful?
Some believe they can, certainly. And as many said to me in reporting the story, it's better than having nothing.
John Elliston is an editor with the online investigative news service, Carolina Public Press. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.